president's lawyers are getting ready. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They'll file a brief the day before the arguments at the impeachment trial start. Robert Ray told Fox and Friends,
"Our job as part of the president's defense team is to show why and how the House managers do not have a case." Mm-hmm. And also, I think in part, that will reveal why we don't think that witnesses are appropriate.
Now, Democrats demand Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell allow new witness testimony.
He has said he's taking his cue from the White House, and the White House wants a cover-up. They want no truth.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, hours after the Kansas City Chiefs won a big game that sends them to the Super Bowl, shots were fired outside a bar around midnight.
There's a line to get in, and the suspect showed up and started shooting into the line of people. We don't know what precipitated all of that.
Two people were killed, 15 injured, three critically. Kansas City Police Captain David Jackson says it appears an armed security guard stopped the shooter, who is believed to be among the dead. Hours earlier, there was a shooting in San Antonio, Texas, during a concert in a club. Two people were killed, five injured, and the search is still on for the gunman. It's going to be a big demonstration today in Richmond, Virginia, in favor of gun owners' rights. Thousands expected to show up.
It is Governor Northam who has pushed for increased gun control measures, and already the Senate side of the legislature has passed three measures just last month, and they will limit one handgun a month rule, which is actually a restoration law, a universal background check law, and an increased local authority over guns in public places.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Richmond. Fearing violence, the Democratic governor declared an emergency banning weapons from the Capitol grounds. The movie Parasite gets pre-Oscar momentum, getting best ensemble at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Joaquin Phoenix won for Joker.
I now realize how fortunate I am to be a part of this community. I have such reverence for actors and what we do.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
They'll be looking for remains inside a burned-down home in Honolulu, Hawaii, where police believe the man who shot and killed two police officers yesterday died. He shot them as they responded to his stabbing and injuring the landlord trying to evict him. Neighbors say that suspect had problems.
At least three attempts of restraining orders, two that were definitely in force. We just wanted to be able to have the law on our side in case we had to call the police on him.
Two other women living in the home are unaccounted for and may be in the rubble as well. That fire spread to other homes, burning down six more. Three airports in the U.S. are now screening passengers flying here from central China, where new virus keeps spreading.
Chinese health authorities saying a third person has died after becoming infected with a new kind of pneumonia, and around 200 people are now said to have been taken sick. The virus appears to have originated in the central city of Wuhan, but cases are now reported elsewhere in China and also in Thailand and Japan, those cases involving recent travel to China. China says the outbreak is controllable and that utmost efforts to tackle the situation are underway. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Super Bowl 54 is set.
For the first time in 50 years, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. KC overcame an early 10-point deficit in the AFC title game to beat the Tennessee Titans 35-24. Coach Andy Reid.
Fired up. Fired up to go to Miami. Need to get on a diet so I can fit in my clothes so we can go do our thing.
Coach Andy Reid's Chiefs open as slight favorites to win Super Bowl 54 against the San Francisco 49ers, back in the big game for the first time in 7 years. The Niners got four touchdowns and 220 rushing yards from Raheem Mostert in a 37-20 win over the Packers. Jared Max, Fox News.
The Chiefs and 49ers get a week off. They'll play February 2nd. On Wall Street, it'll be quiet. No trading on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. Today's high at 15. That's what we're at right now. And then we're up inside 30 tomorrow and I believe 45 on Wednesday.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, no. I don't know what to tell you, except that this whole past weekend could have been a lot worse than it was.
Yes, bitterly cold.
It got real rainy and icy and all that stuff we expected. Then it got warm on Saturday, like 40.
Yeah.
And then it got super cold, and I think we can all deal with cold. It's just that ice and snow is hard. Anyway, not bad.
Right.
And right now, what's the temp?
14.
All right, not bad. Again, warmer toward the week. We got February starting before we know it in a couple of weeks, and then bam, into March Madness and the Fighting Illini. Hey, we beat Northwestern.
Yes.
It wasn't a cakewalk. We were a little sluggish, but the Fighting Illini are 5-2 and sit atop, well, second place in the Big Ten, which I think is pretty darn good. In our conference, I mean, everybody's got like 5 losses. I mean, it's just, that's the year we're having. You can't win on the road. Illinois 1-1 at Wisconsin, which was a heck of an upset up there. And now it gets real easy. We go to Purdue tomorrow night, then we go to Michigan Saturday. The next 8 teams we play, according to Ken Palms, he's the guy that kind of gives us bracketology and
okay.
stuff. He's a bracket guy for the NCAA tournament. Ken Palm says the next 8 opponents we play are ranked higher than we are. And not in the stand. We were ranked. But supposedly Purdue's like 17 and we're like 36 in his ranking. So there's that. So we're 5. That's good. I think 11 makes it. So we need 6 more wins out of whatever we have left. So there's that. Super Bowl 54 is set in Miami. The last time it was in Miami, the New Orleans Saints won it. I was down there for that big party.
Nice.
On that wonderful yacht, hanging around with guy that founded Under Armour, those kind of guys.
I see.
Yeah. That's when I tried to box out Dez Bryant. He was a superstar college player. Nobody knew him. And he had like an entourage around him. And I introduced myself and chatted and didn't have a clue who he was. Dez Bryant ended up being a pretty good wide receiver for Dallas.
Okay.
Who else was there? Misty May, the gold medalist. Deion Sanders.
Okay.
It was just a who's who, and I don't know how Johnny took me, that's why. Anyway, that was the last time I've been to Miami for a Super Bowl. It was 09, I think. Anyway, Miami hosts, it's San Francisco and it's Kansas City. That ought to be a really good football game. And here you have another Eastern Illinois University player in prominence. It's a weird thing that Charleston, Illinois would produce the Sean Paytons, the Jimmy Garoppolos, the Tony Romos.
Tony Romo.
The former coach of Denver, which I just blipped. Mike Shanahan.
That's it.
His son Kyle, who's a coach of San Francisco. Mike Shanahan went to Eastern Illinois University. He was there as an offensive coordinator in the late 70s when they won a national championship, Division II. Back when they had divisions for that. And they had Division II Eastern in the late 70s. It'd be Delaware State or something. Anyway, so it's a phenomenal thing. Mike Shanahan's won 2 Super Bowls. Sean Payton's won 1. Jimmy Garoppolo could get 1. And it's a running attack. San Francisco's got a running attack that's just crazy. I mean, this Mahomes from Kansas City, good luck. Good luck stopping him. I don't know what you do. If you rush him, you can't bull rush him. Because he runs around you and avoids you, and he's like 6'5". He made a run yesterday before halftime that was one for the records.
I saw that.
It was unreal.
Yeah. I thought he was going to run out of bounds, but no, he just kept going.
And then he got hit at the 10, and he still scored.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes, I'd never seen him play a full game. He's the problem. I don't know. I kind of like Kansas City because of that. But San Francisco's got a really good football team as well. So, Super Bowl 54 is set. Back in the day when we all started this thing, I knew every game. I knew details of every game. It was, I think, Packers in Kansas City in that first one, Packers in Oakland in the second one, the Jets and Colts in the third one. The fourth one, 1970 Super 4, I think Kansas City won. So it's been 50 years.
Yep.
So 50 years since they've been in it, 50 years since they won it. Kansas City Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl. It's hard to get there, and they made it. So we'll continue to talk about the Super Bowl and the advertising and all that. I don't know, what, $5 million? Is that what it is now?
Typically, that seems like it is the price tag.
$5 to $10 million. I know that President Trump has an ad in there.
Oh.
It's a $60, $10 million.
Okay.
Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire, yes, running on the Democratic side, he's got an ad in the Super Bowl. That's $10 billion, $10 million.
And I feel like it's not as, you know, special as it used to be, being able to preview things on YouTube, or maybe even they releasing things early and then just showing it in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, also. I liked it better when it was an unveiling. I think the audience probably would be higher if they didn't know what was coming. Doritos and Anheuser-Busch and some of the really hit commercials over the last decade, but Anheuser-Busch has usually got something with dogs.
Yeah, animals are always a hit.
Animals, yeah. And then Doritos has always been pretty good at it. So it's going to be fun to track that. That's 2 weeks from yesterday for Super Bowl 54 in Miami, Florida.
Jennifer Lopez and Shakira on.
Yeah, and I don't know. Is Jennifer Lopez an A player? I don't know that. Maybe they've run out of A players and they've got to go to B plus or something.
Well, I think they're kind of playing to Miami. I believe that's where she and A-Rod live. And then Shakira's, you know, known for her work down in that area.
Is there somebody that has not done Super Bowl halftime that should do it? I mean, who else they got except bringing people back?
Right. Last year was Maroon 5. They had Justin Timberlake recently, Lady Gaga. Been the last few years.
I mean, when do you stop going to the J-Lo's and go back to the A guys? I don't think J-Lo's an A. I think she's a performer. I think she's a star. But is she really an A? I mean, as a performer?
Well, and I feel like they should lean back to classic rock.
Well, they had ZZ Top there 1 year. Remember that?
I think Aerosmith has also done it.
Yeah, I really frankly think that they've kind of done everybody, and I don't think they want to go back. So now what do you do? Except get new young stars.
Right.
They could do that. I'm sure J-Lo will be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the Rolling Stones, you know?
Right.
Has Elton John, has Billy Joel done it? Have those legends done that thing? Or maybe they don't want to. And do they lip sync? I mean, won't J-Lo do a little of that? It's a lot of dancing involved in her.
They do, and they go to different areas to make it look larger than it is.
Yeah.
It's amazing the way they bring in those platforms, the lights and everything.
How do they figure who gets to go to the stage?
Right.
How do they figure that out? And then the security on that's got to be pretty
right.
tight. No, it's quite a production. And usually there's smoke and they have to wait 45 minutes. Players have to kind of loosen up again. But that's what it is. I mean, there's 110 million people. That's a lot. And they don't pay the halftime. They've thought about having the halftime pay them. It's such enormous exposure. And for something like J-Lo, I would think it's huge for her career. And I know that they're mad that J-Lo got snubbed for her movie Hustler or something. I don't know what it's some sort of strip show. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
It's a movie. Mm-hmm. They thought J-Lo should have been nominated for an Academy Award. And I think there's some Academy buzz about that. And today we honor civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. This is his day nationally. All the post office and banks and a lot closed federal buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Martin Luther King, who, of course, was a leader of the civil rights movement and had a lot of wonderful things to say, including I Have a Dream in Washington, D.C., one of the best speeches ever. That one day my four young children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
It was good to discuss that with Claude E. Shelby. Reverend Claude was on last week to talk about the program that happened last night at Krannert Center, honoring a lot of area students who are involved in our community.
And do we care about Prince Harry, the prince formerly known as Harry?
Mm-hmm. Another statement over the weekend.
Yeah, there's no prince anymore. It's just Harry.
Right.
Harry and Meghan are split. The Megxit, as they're calling it, Megxit? As opposed to Brexit.
Uh-huh.
Megxit is complete. Now, I guess they live in Canada. And I don't know. I think they're working with Oprah. I think Prince Charles has given them $3 million seed money. something like that. And I really don't, it's an interesting intrigue. There are people that care about that. I don't know, I guess I'm talking about it, but I don't, he's never going to be king. I mean, what's this, a guy born into royalty, and he's always kind of shunned that stuff. He went into the military.
Right.
And they had a problem with that because they were so worried about it, but he said, I'm doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of had this independent streak, and so there they go. Harry and Meghan no more.
Comments from the Talking Heads over the weekend saying he's going to miss that routine. And even in the military, he had that routine.
Yeah.
And when you're just a regular citizen.
I don't think those guys pay tax.
And, I know.
And everybody's opening a door for him.
Right.
He goes to the DMV, he's in line. I mean, man, come on. Hey, you want to text in? Feel free, 359-2255. It's Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. We had a great time with the Cardinal Caravan. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Uh-huh.
7:16.
You covered the game on Saturday. We squeaked one out. It wasn't pretty, but it was a win, 75-71 over the Northwestern Wildcats. And we've got Purdue tomorrow night, and then, as you mentioned, Michigan on Saturday. So go Illini. Rutgers beat Minnesota 64-56 yesterday. And women's basketball, Ohio State came out on top. On to the NBA, Pacers over Denver, 115-109. On ice, Blackhawks over Winnipeg, 5-2. And, you know, you mentioned Stevie J, AFC Championship game, had the Chiefs on top over Green Bay, 35-24. And San Francisco 49ers on the NFC side over the Tennessee Titans. And Super Bowl 54 is set for February 2nd in Miami. But and I just don't feel vested in this. I just don't have any skin in it. So when it's not the Bears, I'm just not as interested.
Well, yeah.
I guess regional teams could have been Green Bay and Tennessee. But I feel like there's a lot of Chiefs fans in this area.
Well, I think the Kansas City Chiefs is a good story. And certainly, if your team's not in it, you're never quite as vested. But frankly, it was less stressful for me watching the games yesterday when I didn't care.
And with Jimmy Garoppolo coming from EIU's program, of course, a lot of folks into the San Francisco 49ers, too.
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is a good story. I mean, Tay and Jay back in the day had him on.
Uh-huh.
And really nice guy.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, she's hung around in Charleston. It's just stunning to me.
That's right.
Somebody needs to do a documentary on how these big names come out of Charleston, Illinois.
He's gone to Ike's. Probably even Ted back in the day.
No.
See a band. It was great that Mike Claiborne did such a great job. And you did too, Stevie. Making sure you work the crowd over. And then lots of great questions out of the gate. That question with the zinger.
Yeah, that was I.
How do you dance around that?
You don't.
Was it Tommy Edman?
No. It was. Hey, you know, we love you guys, but I'm hearing about Nolan Arenado being traded for you two, and I'd do it.
Okay, Nolan Gorman and Matt Libator with the hit.
So I said, well, we don't have to trade them, do we?
Right.
But it's out there about trading those young guys. And with Nolan Arenado, who's a, you know, 5-time All-Star, 7-time Gold Glove, probably the best third baseman in baseball, you probably wouldn't need Nolan Gorman. I mean, there's that, because Nolan plays third.
I mean, it's their first Cardinal Caravan.
I would have probably, and the guy's a good guy. I just probably would have said, how do you guys deal with that rumor?
How do you feel?
As opposed to, I'd do it. Oh, man. Ow.
And Daniel Ponce de Leon, Tommy Edman, lots of great material. Even Kyle McClellan and Bernard Gilkey's wisdom as being part of the Cardinal alumni. Just great to see.
No, it was cool.
Pretty much a standing room only.
No, it was S-R. Oh, it was standing room only. I sent that picture to the Cardinals, and they were thrilled.
Yeah.
Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for over 35 years. WattsCopy.com brings you our weather.
Okay, up to 24, down to 15. Might see some snow. We got a little dusting going on, especially this morning. Tomorrow's high at 31, down to 19 with the sunshine. Wednesday through Saturday, we're up to 35 and down to around 28. Precipitation chance at 50% Thursday, 80% on Friday. We're at 14 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's the 20th of January.
Yep, banks and schools closed.
Yep.
All the government buildings.
Yep.
Not happening today.
It's 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. markets are closed in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day tomorrow morning. Futures show they'll open lower after ending the week at record highs. The European Union chief is talking China trade, saying the EU wants to agree to a deal with China this year, but will not meet Beijing halfway. A U.S.-China face-off is taking place in a Vancouver courtroom, which holds day one of the extradition trial for the Huawei chief financial officer. It's to decide whether Meng Wanzhou can be extradited from Canada to the U.S., where she's accused of bank fraud, and some controversy for Japanese fashion house Comme des Garçons, accused by some of cultural appropriation after Caucasian models took to its runways wearing cornrow wigs. The hairstylist saying he'd been inspired by an Egyptian prince look and hadn't intended to hurt or offend anyone. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea. These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
SJ Broadcasting is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information regarding employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Human Relations at 2702 Boulder, Urbana, Illinois, 61802, or email HR at sjbroadcasting.com or by phone at 217-367-1195. SJ Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer, encouraging minorities and females to apply.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 25%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
Hey, you. Are you looking to the big box stores for cabinetry? You are simply just a number. They couldn't possibly care about each individual cabinet and countertop that will go into your kitchen or bathroom. Luther Falls not only gives you the attentive service and installation you need for your project, but they also won't be beat with their prices. If you can't afford Luther Falls cabinets, you can't afford cabinets. Call Luther Falls at 356-4060 or go to their website at lutherfalls.com.
Financing now available.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's. I like to feel special, and I'm guessing you like to feel special too. So come to Rosati's, because every Monday through Friday, we're serving up a different special. Start your week off on Monday with deep dish slices. Tuesday, it's all about the meat. Wednesday, grab some Italian beef. And Thursday, you can get a chicken sandwich, grilled or fried, buffalo if you like, your choice. And Friday, it's always our homemade chicken, and you can always grab your favorite pizza every day of the week. So come to Rosati's, 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and feel special.
All right, ESPN 93.5 impeachment gets underway. I haven't touched on that yet. That happens beginning tomorrow. And there's widely thought that nothing really will happen here if they get witnesses called. Do both sides get to call witnesses? You'd think so. That wasn't the case in the House. The Republicans had many requests that were turned down by Adam Schiff. Because if you're going to call witnesses, I would think Hunter Biden would probably be one witness, maybe even Joe Biden. Democrats don't want to get into that. And Alan Dershowitz has been added as a legal voice for the Trump defense team, as has Ken Starr. That kind of came down on Friday. So, again, this all starts, there's been buzz about, will this last 2 weeks? Will this last 3 months? It depends. I think everybody could probably be in concert saying he's not going to be removed from office, which everybody knew when we started this because the Senate controlled by the Republicans. And even so, you need 67 votes, and they're just not going to get that many Republicans to do that no matter what. And a big part of this is Alan Dershowitz says these are not impeachable offenses. Obstruction of justice, or obstruction of Congress, rather. When you claim, you know, executive privilege, if the president tells you something, you got to be able to talk candidly with people about this job, I would think, without having everything aired on television and radio. I mean, can you imagine every phone call you have in the life you live now if you had everything out there? I mean, just imagine some of the sensitive talks you're having with various part as strategy toward dealing with the wall and dealing with China and everything. And again, you can't release all that to the press. That's just not how. So if you have a confidant, somebody that is your right-hand person in the Oval Office, and you want them to go testify about everything you've said? Because sometimes we all say things in exasperation that you don't want out there. So so obstruction of Congress means you got to have all your people talking that you can claim executive privilege. Every president does. So it's weak and flimsy. They were talking about bribery and all these scandals. Nothing came up on the impeachment as to the charges. So and just the fact that 20 minutes after this president was inaugurated, the media started talking about impeachable offenses. This has been the goal. And Nancy Pelosi's glee in handing out souvenir pens at what should have been a very somber event.
Yeah.
She's handing out pens and smiling. This is not a good thing for the Democrats, I would not think.
Right. You wouldn't want them gloating about this.
Well, when she keeps repeating on everything she's talking on, whatever it's Bill Maher, whatever it is, that he'll be impeached forever. Who's that going to look bad for? The House or President Trump? It doesn't appear that this is going to be very good for the Democrats. We'll see. You know, that's why we vote. But that's the whole point. We need to be able to vote. And if you don't want to vote in Donald Trump, don't. But just vote. So, anyway, it is just something we have to endure and go through. Then we'll be back to the election. Pete Buttigieg quite a welcome in Iowa, saying that Amy Klobuchar and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren kind of sequestered. They can't talk about it and they can't leave. So they're kind of trapped and they're probably hoping this thing gets over in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they want to do their constitutional duty and all the stuff they're saying, but in reality is they want this thing to be over so they can campaign in the last weeks. It's Biden and Buttigieg.
They need to start stumping.
Well, they've been stumping, but the last few weeks in 53% of Iowans, 53% of Iowans don't know who they're voting for. So you want to be there now till election day, caucus day, and you get together in rooms and decide who they're supporting. We will see. And again, mm-hmm. if this works out and the Democrats sweep and everybody, then you know that in the future it's good to impeach a president for any reason. Apparently it'll work. So if it's a good idea, then this is going to be really, really routine. When Republicans gain control, and they will, they can impeach a president and it'll sound bad, but is it really something we want to do? And if you don't like somebody and you can impeach them, that's a bad precedent. Because in politics, a lot of times you don't like the guy. We'll see. We won't have to wait too much longer. November 3rd, 2020, coming up this year. All right, break for the news. We'll be back in just a bit. 359-2255, you want to chime in this morning, you're welcome to text us. Coming back in a few moments on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, text us at 359-2255. 359-2255. 729 ESPN 93.5, your Fox News update coming up next.
From your home or on the road, take Busey with you. With convenient online and mobile banking services, manage your finances anytime, anywhere. Download the Busey Mobile app to view balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more. Now with mobile chat, get your banking questions answered from your device whenever you want, wherever you are. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your financial needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's legal team is due to present an outline for his Senate impeachment trial defense by noon today. Arguments start tomorrow. And a member of the president's team, Robert Ray, tells Fox,
"We don't think that witnesses are appropriate."
The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer,
"We are going to demand votes, yes or no, up or down, on the four witnesses we've requested and on the three sets of documents we requested. We will force those votes."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hasn't yet released a resolution spelling out rules for the trial. Two people are dead, five hurt in a shooting at a club in San Antonio, Texas. Police Chief William McManus says there was an argument.
One person at least pulled out a gun, started shooting. Don't know if it was at a specific individual or just shooting indiscriminately.
Nobody at this point is in custody. We're told police were called to the club at about 8 p.m. America's listening to Fox News.
Car or truck requires attention, the sooner you call Long's Garage, the faster it gets fixed. Since 1941, they've been the local connection for whole vehicle repairs and sold the tires that keep you going longer. With customer satisfaction as their goal, trust Long's Garage to keep you moving. See Long's Garage for IDOT certification and save time and travel at their convenient, dedicated safety lane. Long's Garage in Urbana is the smart way to maintain your transportation. Call 217-367-3942. Just don't wait too long.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Still a little snow on the radar, especially between Bloomington and Champaign to the west. We've got a high 24 expected today and 15 our low tonight. Much better when you think of the bitterly cold conditions yesterday and only up to 12. On Tuesday, we've got a high around 31, down to 19 with the sunshine. On Wednesday, we're up to 35, down to 28. And really, that's the temperature through Saturday. We've got precipitation in the forecast on Thursday and Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 14 with the clouds, ESPN 93.5.
But hasn't this been an incredible January thus far?
It has.
I mean, this is just January is January, mm-hmm. And it's usually bitterly cold and a lot of snow and ice. So far, so good. The other shoe could very well drop. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Start this new year off and the decade off right. Get some new appliances. Nothing like that. Fun. So beautiful. Some of those stainless steel units at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Family owned and operated since 1977. So over 40 years of appliance experience. 43 now and climbing. All they do is appliances. They do it better than anybody else. Dick Van Dyke's the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. They're located in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Not only low prices, but also the best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. They also specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And, of course, you cannot beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke, I need to go a little higher.
I'm sorry.
And, of course, you can't beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
There you go. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a place you want to visit if you're remodeling some rooms in your home. Check out the Champaign location south of I-74 on Neal Street. Or online at appliance-world.com.
I've been cheering for my daughter, Anna, all weekend, so Their Unity Rockettes did well in their dance tournament in Clinton.
I heard Anna did great.
She had a solo. She got second. We're so proud of her.
It's awesome.
Even the little Rising Star Award IDTA does. So pretty cool.
It's a lot of work goes into dance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are a lot of long weekends. Yeah. All the dance parents listening, I understand. You have these hotels. You have these road trips. I mean, anything. You do club volleyball, club soccer, club baseball, golf tournaments, football camps. I mean, the amount of time being spent on the road on club sports and dance competitions and all that, it's amazing how many weekends parents are out of town. I was part of all that.
That's right.
So it's part of the whole deal. And enjoy. And I know, you know, it's a lot of money. And I understand. I understand. But it's fleeting. It goes very quickly.
And with me having a senior now, I know that it is wrapping up inside the next few weeks. So, and quite a ride for me since 2006 when I had a German exchange student on the Unity dance team.
Well, there you go. What are they going to do without?
I've been a dance mom for a long time.
What are they going to do without you? 14 years as a dance mom?
I have handed the baton over. I'm in the transition out.
Well, but
many things.
You're probably ready, and you're probably not going to go watch a lot of dance competitions without daughter involved.
That's right.
I was coach of a lot of youth teams, but I would never consider it if my kids weren't involved.
Exactly.
And that's how it works.
Uh-huh.
You're involved when you're supposed to be involved, and then you get into something else. So Grace, who you've heard on the radio a lot, former Miss Illinois, she's deciding between a couple of jobs out of state, and I'm struggling a little with that.
Right.
She's left home for months at a time.
Uh-huh.
But not like this.
I mean, this is a job. This is the real deal now.
So she's most likely going to end up in Lubbock, Texas, or Fresno, California.
And using that journalism degree that she got at U of I.
She's going to be a morning and either morning, midday anchor for WMAC down in Lubbock, and I did not. How big do you think Lubbock, Texas is? I mean,
200,000?
403.
Wow.
The region is about 400,000. I would never have thought in the middle of nowhere, because that's pretty much where Lubbock is. It's closer to New Mexico, I think, than Dallas. I mean, Texas is a big state. And then Grace has got an opportunity to perhaps be a host of a show called Central Valley Today out in Fresno, California. So it's the whole evolution. Right now, if you're going to dance competitions on the weekend and you're so busy with school and you got parent-teacher meetings, I can't emphasize enough how quickly life goes, how quickly it flies by, and then all of a sudden you blink and you look up and say, what the heck happened? It is really phenomenal, because that's all people tell you. The older people say, gosh, it goes fast. And now you're hearing from me, it goes fast. It goes faster than that.
That's right.
It is amazing. And for whatever reason, as you get older, it spins faster. And I haven't figured that one out. I don't know. I can't explain it. There's no real rhyme or reason, but it flies by. If you'd like to text us this morning, 359-2255. We've got a cool Stever offer this morning. We're going to get into that in just moments, but Minuteman Press has been doing a lot of good local work for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you a chance to use their services, and everybody needs stuff of some kind. I mean, you need printing done. I mean, business cards? Everybody needs everybody.
Right.
And you can get, have you seen some of the new business cards?
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, yeah, I know. But I mean,
you
can get all kinds of really attention-grabbing.
And it's really creative.
Business cards, yeah. Sometimes you spend a dollar a business card if you really want to. You can get real fancy schmancy. So we'll touch on that in just a few moments. It is 738 359 2255. You'd like to chime in this morning? Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? For the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers. Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Hi, folks. What's on your agenda for Friday, February 7th, 2020? We would love to have you join us as a box dweller for our One Winter Night community awareness event. Our goal this year is challenging, but we feel with your support, we can reach our $350,000 goal. So get your church, business, friends, or small group together and email me, rob@cuathome.us, to join the team today. To sign up for One Winter Night, please visit www.cuathome.us and get a new perspective on what it would be like to be homeless in Champaign.
All right, here we go with our Stever offer. Stever is this program we've created for you. You spend Stevie J's money and you keep the stuff. Today from Minuteman Press, 905 South Neal. You go to cuprinting.com if you like. Paul's been doing this how many years?
A lot. I would say 40.
Office supplies. What's carbonless paper? Whatever that is.
I believe it's like the forms that, you know, you need duplicates of.
Ah.
And you don't need that
like
carbon
our, like our order forms.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Retail catalogs.
I'm just hitting, you know, tip of the iceberg stuff. If you need stamps done, if you need retail catalogs done, you know, with the glossy paper.
Okay.
Really,
yep.
Really flashy looking.
Calendars.
They've done these leather pad folios where, you know, if you're holding all your papers and looking really classy going into even a courtroom or boardroom, that you have everything together and your logo on the front.
Or maybe on a banner. You can do a banner.
Sure.
Can you do coffee mugs and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if you want a $100 bill to go to Minuteman Press for whatever reason, business cards, as I mentioned, or printing of some kind, or paper, reams of paper. I mean, they got all kinds of supplies.
Yes, they do.
Minuteman Press, if you would like to win $100, we're handing that out right now to Minuteman Press. If you want to text me MP, like the military police, Minuteman Press.
Yes.
Just text in MP if you'd like $100 for services from Minuteman Press. You can text in right now.
They've have menus for area restaurants. There's so many people that use their services. The flyers and pluggers is the deal for January. The pluggers are these little postcards that you might see in front of a concert venue that talks about, you know, these people are performing today. It's 20% off with that minimum order of 50 in that quantity. But
I think the challenge is to explain all that he does.
Yeah.
So you need to go in with your $100 bill, and we're handing those out if you want to try Minuteman Press.
And you could go to cuprinting.com and flip through the tabs and see what applies to you. That Easy Seal is something we're promoting also. And you
that's
don't even
envelopes. You just, who wants to lick all those envelopes?
You don't need to lick. You don't even need to take the seal off. Yeah. It just has the adhesive already.
So if you want to introduce yourself to Minuteman Press, I welcome you. Your text this morning, text in the initials MP as in Minuteman Press.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255, 359-2255. If you would like $100 in services from Minuteman Press, you text us right now. And you have a good chance. We'll connect with you later this morning. All the people that want that, we are appreciative of that. And we'll get hold of you later if you win one of those $100. MP is what you're texting right now. MP for $100 for free. Minuteman Press, 905 South Neal, all part of Stever. You can go to GoStever.com, get connected. Things will be going online more and more and more in 2020. So you'll want to be on GoStever.com, get registered, get a password. But right now, it's $100 to Minuteman Press for free. Any services, any printing, any supplies, any projects you've been working on, a big banner you want to make for the dance team, 359-2255. Just text in MP for Minuteman Press.
At a recent company meeting, let's find out how the staff felt about big items to get printed up.
Minuteman Press can handle some of the area's most cumbersome jobs. Big signs, sandwich board menus, tents, table covers, expandable displays, and pop-up walls.
Get a solution to printing problems.
I don't like our folders, forms, statements, binders, tabs, envelopes. We need to rebrand and freshen up our company's look.
We can get all that and more. Minuteman Press's website has it listed. listed at CUprinting.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
All right, quarter till, ESPN 93.5, Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Everything closed as far as schools, banks, post office, federal building, stock market. Here we go, sports headlines.
Niners and Chiefs going head-to-head for the Lombardi Trophy in a couple of weeks. Any early predictions, Stevie?
I think it's a coin flip. I really do. Okay. I'll take Kansas City simply for Patrick Mahomes because usually the better quarterback wins the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Not always. And certainly...
Yeah, really, Jimmy Garoppolo only 77 yards. And
no, he didn't have to pass. He just... the Packers' defense...
The rushing was 285.
So. It had to be the worst defense that made a conference championship. I mean, the Packer defense was not any good. They were like 24th in rushing, 14th in passing, 18th overall. Bad defense. And then Aaron Rodgers getting a little criticism. You know, not really going after the ball after it was fumbled a couple of times. Huh. Why would you want to get involved in that scrum? And then in that level, you need your quarterback to probably say, this is, you know, life or death, figuratively speaking, from the standpoint of urgency, and you got to get out there and put it all on the line.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, Packers lose because of a pretty porous defense. All you had to do is hand the ball off. The guy from San Francisco had 200 and some yards rushing, but every time he got the ball, it's like 8 yards. The Packers defense needs help.
So Kansas City beat Green Bay and San Francisco over the Tennessee Titans to set Super Bowl 54 in Miami on February 2nd. On to women's basketball. Ohio State on top yesterday over our Illini. The men's team won over Northwestern. That final 75-71 at Purdue tomorrow night. They'll face Michigan on Saturday. When it comes to Big Ten action yesterday, Rutgers beat Minnesota 64-56. And on to the NBA, where we had the Pacers over Denver 115-107. NHL had the Blackhawks over Winnipeg 5-2. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And again, we're handing out $100 bills this morning for Minuteman Press. If you're somebody who uses anything, I mean, it's Kinko's, except really local.
Yes.
That's kind of what it is.
That's a good description.
So if you think all the stuff like a Kinko's does, that's what Minuteman Press does.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, at least as much, maybe more, and it's a bunch of local people. And in this day and age of Amazon, you know Amazon? They started grocery delivery.
You're kidding.
If you're a Prime member...
I tell you what, you just don't have to leave the house these days.
I'm telling you what, you don't have to leave the house these days.
And it's fun to get a package.
You know, I mean, listen, anyway.
Minuteman Press delivers, by the way.
Yeah, do they?
Yes.
Okay. So $100 to Minuteman Press by texting an MP. That's our offer for Stever this morning at GoStever.com. This all via text at 359-2255. If you or somebody you know needs $100 in service, you can text it in right now. Yeah, Amazon, I saw that commercial last night. It was during the football game. And apparently if you're a Prime member, it's in selected cities. I don't know, because I think Amazon, don't they own Whole Foods? And now I don't think for a moment this is a good deal from the standpoint of cost.
Right.
But if you're not worried about that and you like old, I mean, Harvest Market is kind of our Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really great, but really, really premium priced.
Yeah.
So just think of that. You can go and Amazon will deliver, and I think it's within 2 hours. How much time will that save you? And that's where we're going. Right now, you can get local delivery. I think Meijer, you can go across the street, and I think you drive through the thing, and you don't have to go to the aisles. I mean, that saves a lot of time.
Right,
and by gosh, the last thing we want to do is walk.
Well, and especially if you're sick or something, or maybe you have little ones, and it is a pain to, you know, grocery shop. It's oftentimes they're pointing to things, and you're adding to your cart.
Sometimes I go into Meijer because I do just want to walk. If I'm going to the back to get a box of cereal at Meijer, it's like, you know, a good solid walk.
Right.
Well, if I don't ever have to move, I'm going to end up like that 650-pound man.
I know.
But that's the blob we're becoming. We don't have to do anything. But I thought Amazon doing two-hour Prime delivery. Again, your milk's going to cost $3.50. I mean, it's not going to be cheap.
Right.
But, boy, is that convenient. But I'm pretty sure there's local people that will deliver now. I mean, back in the day when the triplets were little, we ordered from Schnucks. It was like $10. But we thought you go online to pick all your stuff, and you can have recurring orders.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a lot of time shopping.
Yeah.
But it also is very important to not give all the business to Amazon. I mean, we're battling all these dot-coms still. Even though the dot-coms blew up in the late 90s, there's plenty of them out there that will take local business away. And if we ever want to have any local businesses anymore, which I think is a very healthy thing, obviously, for a town, particularly with a tax base, we're going to have to patronize and find favorite stores that are in Champaign and Urbana. It is not good for us to order everything out. I know it's great for UPS and FedEx and USPS. I mean, it's fine. But it's important that we try and buy local, because it's a battle out there, and I don't think we want all of our local stuff to go away.
Oh, great.
Anyway, I was taken aback a little bit by Prime delivery for groceries in my town? In selected cities, so this is probably a test rollout. All right, 359-2255, you'd like to text in or you'd like to be part of the MP Minuteman Press $100 giveaway this morning. You keep texting. We're going to pick our people. I think we're going to take 10 this morning. It's $1,000 in Minuteman Press services at 359-2255. All right, 751, we'll check your forecast coming up.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's, because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at LowesForPros.com and pick up in store, where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
The 5th Annual See's Got Talent is coming to the Virginia Theater in Champaign on Saturday, February 1st, starting at 6 p.m. Join Champaign West Rotary as they give back to the community with a night of incredible talent, appetizers, drinks, and more. All proceeds benefit local charities, including the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, Family Service of Champaign County, Francis Nelson Health Center, and See You at Home. To purchase tickets, become a sponsor, or to start bidding for your favorite silent auctions, go to seeyougottalent.org.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse over the weekend. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 24, down to 15 this evening with the clouds and a chance for precipitation this morning. We've got an 80% chance of some snow, but just a light dusting expected. Sunshine tomorrow, high 31, low 19. Wednesday through Saturday, up into the mid-30s, down to around 28. In the evening, 50% chance of precipitation Thursday, 80% chance on Friday. So with the temperatures being right around the freezing point, that could mean some snow.
I thought it was going to be like 38 Friday. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah.
A change on
maybe
you?
Maybe so.
We got to have that temperature, because I said, 38, 34, 35, 35 just might be warm enough. 31 is bad. So anything precipitation in 30 to 31, bad.
Right.
That's ice.
And I didn't like the wind over the weekend.
Pretty gusty.
I get my big coat out, hat and gloves.
Yeah. Boy, take the dogs out. You're going, okay.
Get her done.
Let's go.
Do your business. So the temperature's currently at 14. Feels like 2 on the wind chill. ESPN 93.5.
Had a nice time with the Cardinal Caravan. Thank you for everybody who came out. Mm-hmm. We think there were 500 or 600
That's
of you.
Right.
There's some energy. The winter warm-up was in St. Louis at the same time.
Okay.
So those that weren't sent out on the 5 Cardinal Caravans were down in St. Louis. And also making a little news, Harrison Bader, who I thought was going to Mattoon, but apparently he was at the winter warm-up in St. Louis, Harrison Bader said John Mozeliak a month ago had suggested that left and right, left and center field, both positions, will be open to some competition in spring. Harrison Bader said, that's my position. There's no competition here.
Well.
So he needs to go take it. And that means don't swing at the low and away pitch, Harry.
Okay.
As far as other rumors, Matt Wieters, the backup catcher to Yadier Molina, appears that he will sign with the Cardinals for $2 million guarantee with $1 million incentive. 33-year-old former All-Star catcher was a very able backup for Yadi when he got hurt. So Matt Wieters will apparently join the Cardinals and be part of the 40-man roster and be the second team and probably let Andrew Kisner, who was a caravan guest 2 years ago, Andrew Kisner will stay in AAA and develop and stand by to see what happens with Yadier Molina following his final season before he's a free agent. Other than that, Nolan Arenado, that was the Nolan Arenado rumors, still rumors. There's nothing there, nothing new. Except they've talked. And, of course, that fires everybody up. And I think that was part of the reason we had such a good crowd is not only the National League Championship Series that the Cardinals made, but the fact that there's some buzz about St. Louis and some of the potential signings that could be coming, particularly Nolan Arenado. So we will continue to track that. And who knows, but baseball starts in a month. Pitchers and catchers report. First Cardinal game, I think, is March 23. Starting that early, they're going to give more off days in the season, I think was the plan. And we will be planning a Cardinal bus trip. I didn't say Cub, I said Cardinal, because I don't think there's a matchup we're going to be able to get with the Cubs this year. It all depends on timing and when they play in St. Louis, and we generally like going on those 12-15 weekday games to get you out of here at 8 and home by 7. We love that schedule, not too early, not too late kind of thing. We find in our experiences our bus trips to St. Louis aren't as well received when we get home at 1 a.m. So there's that. So we'll be listening for our game. We haven't selected it yet. We'll try and get a good opponent. There's some pretty good ones coming into Busch Stadium in late May, early June. We'll let you know. But anyway, a lot of fun meeting the caravan participants. Nolan Gorman, the 19-year-old who hopes to be the Cardinals superstar third baseman. Matthew Liberatore, who's his best friend. Be like Tommy Grady and I both going to the major leagues.
Yeah.
You spend the night at each other's houses and then you have
like a slumber party every night.
Go pro. Together.
I know.
Odds of that are zero.
They've been playing together since 5 years old, and then they were on opposite ends of town, so they played against each other in high school.
It is just so rare that best friends be on the same professional team. In fact, I don't know another situation like that. I mean, we're talking, and you can. I think you got to qualify with sleepovers. If you're doing sleepovers, you're really best friends as kids. You do that, and they did that every other weekend. They were at each other's houses. So I think that was so unusual. Then, of course, we had our alumni, Kyle McClellan, who I think was wonderful. Bernard Gilkey, one of the really, really great outfielders of St. Louis in the late 90s. And then Tommy Edman and Daniel Ponce de Leon. Daniel Ponce de Leon, and we have some interviews we'll make sure you hear this week here on the show. But Daniel Ponce de Leon was the kid that was hit in the head with a line drive. I think it was in Des Moines, Iowa. And it wasn't like, oh, are you okay? He almost died. He says, I remember the ambulance ride. I remember throwing up on everybody. I remember they're shaving my head and they had a dull blade and it really hurt. And then 3 days later, his dad said, they took your skull off.
Oh, no.
This was a very serious injury. And Daniel Ponce de Leon did something I've never heard another baseball player do, not at that level. Talked about Jesus. Talked about his faith. Talked about the reason that he made it. It was divine intervention, and the strength of his relationship with God helped him through it. And we have that on my interview with him. And we'll get that to you this week. Also, Tommy Edman, delightful young man, who had to postpone his wedding because he made the playoffs. And back when they planned everything, he was a minor league baseball player. Who'd have thunk that he would have made the baseball major leagues on June 8th and lightning would strike and Tommy Edman would become a crowd favorite? When we brought him into our caravan Friday, it was a partial standing ovation. He is a terrific young man. I said in our interview that you'll hear this week, I said, Tommy, I really think you were the catalyst to get the Cardinals to the playoffs. And he went, oh, I don't know. I mean, there were a lot. I said, Tommy, you spark the team. And, well, thank you very much. One of those Stanford well-spoken kids.
Yes.
Delightful young man. And they, of course, met with the media before. Mm-hmm. And that's when we got a chance to interview everybody. But you'll like hearing the Cardinals are just so, such solid citizens. I mean, that just year in, year out, they send these Major League Baseball players. And to a fault, they're all honored to be there. They don't feel any pretentiousness. I've not seen any pretentiousness. And it's really, really fun to watch.
Yeah.
All right, going to break for the news. Be right back. ESPN 93.5 coming up on 8 o'clock.
Hey, Illini fans. Illinois basketball's marquee matchups right around the corner. You don't want to miss the 2020 Orange Out presented by Game Day Spirit. February 11th, Michigan State comes to the State Farm Center. We need all Illini fans in attendance to wear orange. The first 1,000 people to enter the game through the West Main entrance will get a free 2020 Orange Out shirt, and all orange apparel will be 20% off in Game Day stores the week leading up to the game. Orange Out presented by the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit.
You're listening to WA.